Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lois Geller is back with us. Lois is our dear friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and president of Lois Geller Marketing. She is the author of The Bible on Direct Marketing Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. She's also the author of one of my favorite books, Customers for Keeps. And she's our good friend, Lois Geller. Welcome back to the show.
Nice to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
Lois, one of the things that that's going on out there right now for small businesses, those who have survived the last 18 to 24 months, is even if they've survived, they still may be frustrated about the marketplace that they find themselves in, because it's not like the one we had 2 years ago. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it's altogether different now.
The direction of the marketplace, the velocity of the marketplace, the influences, the clutter, the noise, the processes that customers are taking are using to make business decisions. Those are different than they were than all the things that we'd come to know and love prior to 2008, aren't they?
Everything has changed, because the clients are everywhere, and everything that we used to do to get new business at my agency, which was basically to get in on a pitch, you know, and get ready for it and do some spec copy and some creative, that's all changed, because we don't even get asked into those things anymore. We have to kind of scramble to get personal invitations by clients to come and talk to them.
Right.
And the way we do that is, we give them things first.
So in the old days, you would throw out an idea and get them interested in your idea, then they'd meet you.
Yeah,
now you're saying they have to kind of meet you, and then they allow you to give them their idea. Is that what you're saying?
It's, you know, the way it worked when we were on Madison Avenue was that if IBM or Alterion or one of the large companies wanted a new agency, we were invited in.
Right.
And we would do a presentation that would usually be about 2 or 3 hours long, and we would tell them what we think could do for their business. And then they would decide, they would bring it down to 3 agencies, and then one agency was chosen. And now we don't even get invited into those large pitches anymore.
Are they still having those meetings?
You know, I don't believe they really are. I was talking to a friend
of mine. Listen, Lois, hold on a second. Folks, please don't get sidetracked because you don't have an ad agency. The things that Lois is telling you about, these things are happening. I don't care what industry you're in. And if you're honest with yourself, and if you think about it for a minute, you'll say, "Oh, that's happening in my industry, except it looks like this." So don't please just think of what Lois is telling you as an idea, not don't get hung up on the industry. Go ahead, Lois.
That's also true. You know, a friend of mine was recently let go from a major corporation. She had a really high-level job, and even the executive search process that she went through has changed completely, too. So everything has changed from the way we used to do things, and now what we have to do is just focus on our business and how we're going to get business, and not really expect to go through the normal process. And what we do is 3-3-3. We have a success program that we do, where you do three things that we think can help bring in new business prospects in 3 days. We do 3 things every day that we think might bring it in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then 3 things that we can do to bring it in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly working a process and a plan. And the PR, so in 3 days we might do a PR thing. And the PR thing might be that we get a press release out on something that we're doing that's new, or a new website we're launching.
Mm-hmm.
We also answer, do you ever answer Harrow?
No.
Harrow is a wonderful service. It's not a service. It's they get an email every day, and it's help a reporter out. And if you get on the, if you go up to their website, harrow.com, they have all the categories that reporters need to,
right.
to use for stories, whether it's a business.
I must be on that. I must be on that list without knowing it because I get calls like that anyway.
Every day I do too. You know, would you like to be interviewed as the, you know, the marketing agency that did that? You know,
right.
or would you like to give some marketing ideas and be in Fortune magazine this month or this or whatever? And so we get the Harrow things, and we try to answer at least one of them every week so that we're in some kind of print.
Right.
You know, we do that. And then we constantly send out new business letters. And the new business letters used to be all about...
And let me stop you for a second.
Yep.
Folks, in the old days, being answering that question that Lois just said, and by the way, you can as a small business owner, you could find a question to answer in this area, and they might be looking, they might rather have you than me or Lois to answer that question. But the thing is that it's not just about being in that publication, because once your name is out there online, it gets indexed by the search engines. And that puts your company and your name a little higher up in the overall global visibility, the global market, the visibility of the global marketplace. So there are a lot of tangential benefits to doing this, something like that.
Exactly. I was interviewed for an article about social media recently, and then I got a call for a really great speech out in California.
Yeah.
So one thing leads to another,
right.
And all these things work. I think that what we feel like we're doing when we have our Monday morning meetings is that we're doing 10 times the amount of things we used to do to get about a third of the business we used to get.
The constant refrain I hear from people these days, I'm working twice as hard for half as much results.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And what we do, too, is I have a blog, Joy of Direct Marketing blog, and I try to post on that blog at least, you know, twice a week.
Joyofdirectmarketing.com?
Yes, joyofdirectmarketing.com.
So check it out, folks.
And I post on there. And mostly the reason to have a blog is to have people read your kind of your voice and what you could probably provide for them.
Right.
And it's not necessarily to give away the store.
Right.
On what you do, but it is to say, gee, you know, she makes a lot of sense. I bet she could help my real estate business.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Lois. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Lois Giller is our guest. Her book is called Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. Stay with us 20 after the hour.
Because this land's the place I am.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my website is that exact same thing, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, all the other things, the knowledge base. The articles, the archives, you got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. On any topic under the Small Business Sun, we got something that will help you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Somebody else who's all over Twitter is our good friend Lois Geller. She is a social mediaite. What is that? If I just coined a new word, Lois?
I think I'm in the Twitterati.
Well, I think I'm just a twit. I think that's what they call me. And Lois is the founder of Lois Geller Marketing. Also, she's the author of a number of books on loving up your customers and reaching out to them and getting them to do what you want them to do. Customers for Keeps is one. Also, Response, which is the complete guide to profitable direct marketing. Lois, tell us how we can find you.
Well, you can find us at LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com or JoyofDirectMarketing.com,
all right.
Blog, and on Twitter at Lois Geller. I hope you visit me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I love it.
So check it out.
Anywhere, LinkedIn, Facebook, everywhere.
You're all over the place, aren't you? We're talking about some of the things Lois has learned. Folks, she's out there. She's a pro. She's a professional helping other companies like yours and mine you know, get the most out of our marketing activity. And so what she's been doing is sharing with us some of the things that she's doing, some of the inside baseball stuff that that we're learning in her inside of her marketing company to market her own business. Lois, and I appreciate you sharing these things with us.
Well, we're having a good time testing them, because whatever works for us will also work for our clients' businesses. Mm-hmm. So at first, as you said, I'm doing all this social media. I'm doing
the blog. Is that helping you?
Well, the funny thing is,
because a lot of business owners are saying, does it, you know, all this stuff, does it really work? I think some of it puts people off, but some of it, you know, folks, you have to separate the nonsense from the quality stuff. What do you think, Lois?
Well, I think that when you see what the large corporations are doing, and if they're continuing to do it, we know small businesses like ours will probably benefit from it as well.
Yeah.
And everybody says that, you know, I tried Twitter, and I don't care if you're eating a ham sandwich. But Twitter quitters are like quitters in everything.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about, you know, everything in life, we have to become discerning consumers of things, don't we?
We really do. And Twitter has become something that I'm in love with Twitter. I have met a lot of people that have, on Twitter, that have come into my real life.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have referred business to us. And so it's become a real valuable resource. I do have a lot of followers on there. So when I do tweet, people are reading it.
Mm-hmm.
So building the number of followers took me about a year to do. And it means not just tweeting out tweets. It means engaging people. So noticing that at Jim Blassingame has a show on somebody, you know, about somebody that I want to hear about today, like Mike Medved, then,
right.
You know, I want to...
Michael's going to be on next, exactly.
Yes, and you know, a quality person like that, I will notice that on Twitter and then before anything else.
Well, I also got some tweets from some people who said, wow, Lois Geller is going to be on the Jim Blassingame show. I want to make sure I hear that. So that happens too. So social media has become part of your world, but what you've done is you've said, okay, I'm not going to deny the potential power of this. I'm going to harness it. I'm going to be involved. I'm going to stay involved. And you found a place for yourself there. And that's what I think other small business owners can do with social media is don't. You know, if everybody dwelled on the fact that people can get killed in a car, nobody would ever buy a car.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, everything has its negatives. I saw something today, and I was on a social media site earlier today of mine, and some one guy that I'm connected with saw that he's planning two trips. Well, I don't care if he's planning two trips, but I just blew right over that and went to something that meant something to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so, but it's definitely a way, and the beauty of it to me, Lois, of social media is small. This is a tool small business owners can use more effectively than the big companies can.
I think that that's the most important part of it, because we can have access to people and to companies that we would never have access to. I went up to, and I met somebody from Disney on there on Twitter, and then ended up having an invite to talk to them about social media, and I'm going to Epcot tomorrow. And it was all because of a couple of things I noticed on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the man from Disney, who would I talk to about social media? He told me the man's name. I told him he referred it, just like we do in real life.
Right.
You know. And
But you would never have met him otherwise.
No, I never would have met him otherwise. And that's the value of getting access. Now, the funny thing is that I can't really point to any business that I've gotten from social media.
Yeah.
But I've gotten, what I have done is I've built relationships on LinkedIn over time and gotten to companies that I would like to do business with. And then from there, I've gone further into the company on Twitter, and then eventually I get an appointment at least. the funny thing is, right. You still only get business when you're face-to-face. So last week I was speaking...
Face-to-face is the original social media, Lois.
It really is, but I was at the Florida...
I'm sorry, Lois, I got to wrap it up. You know how this works.
Yep.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
So much.
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't do without her. She'll be back, I promise. I will be too, right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.